This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. La ilaha illallah.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Prior to the break, we had begun to look at the evidence, actually a recap of the evidence which is used to support the concept of the union of man with God. And we mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found in Sahih Bukhari and narrated by Abu Huraira, in which he quoted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as saying, "The most beloved thing with which my slave may come close to me is that which I have made obligatory on him. My servant will continue to come closer to me by voluntary acts of worship until I love him. If I love him, I will become his hearing by which he hears, his sight by which he sees, his hand by which he grasps, and his foot by which he walks. If he asks me anything, I would give it, and if he seeks refuge in me, I would protect him." And we said that this did not mean literally that Allah becomes the hearing, nor becomes his sight, but that he only hears what is pleasing to Allah, and he only sees, looks at what is pleasing to Allah, and so on and so forth. The other evidence comes from the concept of Ruhullah, the concept of the spirit of Allah, that Allah's soul or spirit exists, and that human beings have a portion of Allah's soul and spirit. And the evidence for that is drawn from verses like this verse in Surah Sajda, 32nd chapter, verse 9. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Then he, Allah, fashioned him, Adam, and blew in him from his spirit. Allah made Adam in the form that he was made, and then he blew into him from his spirit. Another verse, and that's repeated a couple of times in the Quran, we also find in Surah Al-Hijr, 15th chapter, verse 29, Allah says there, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. And when I fashioned him and blew into him of my spirit. So these become the evidences of a piece of God, a part of Allah's spirit, being blown into Adam, and then all of Adam's descendants would share this, would have a portion of Allah within them. However, this concept itself ignores certain aspects of Arabic and its meaning and what it conveys, especially when we consider that there are a number of other verses in the Quran where similar terminologies were used, but nobody claims what has been claimed here. So this usage, similar to the usage of Baytullah, the house of Allah, a phrase used to refer to mosques, Buyutullah. Of course, all houses, all structures built belong to Allah. the knowledge to create them, the materials which are used, etc. All of it comes from Allah. So they all belong to Allah. But in order to give special status to some of those structures, he called them Buyutullah, the houses of Allah. So we know that this reference, this structure of relationship to elevate the particular individual structure in the overall structures of the earth or the world. Allah will use this time and time again. Whether it says Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, they're all messengers are belonging to Allah. So this belongingness may be used to parts of Allah's creation in order to elevate them in status. So when we come to the concept of Ruhullah, Islam does not teach that Allah is a spirit or that He has a spirit. Allah states in the Quran clearly, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They will ask you concerning the spirit. قُلِ الرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say that the ruh, the spirit, is by the command of Allah, is created by the command of Allah. It is in accordance with the command of Allah. Be, and it is. Allah only said be, kun, fayakun, and it was created. The spirit is a part of creation. Allah does not have a spirit, nor is He a spirit. So then what is being referred to here? When Allah said that He blew into Adam from His spirit. If we listen to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining about the creation of a human being, we see him referring to the stages that the fetus goes through as it grows. By the end of the fourth month, he said, the angel comes and blows the spirit into the child. The angel comes and blows the spirit into the child. That's the point at which the child now becomes a human child. It has a human spirit. Up until that point, it was a fetus growing, containing and having the characteristics of all creatures, but missing the most critical characteristic of humanity, humankind, and that was the human spirit. So it was at that point that the angel takes the spirit from the barzakh. And we spoke earlier about how Allah created all of the spirits when He created Adam, and took all the spirits from Adam at the time of the creation of Adam, and made them bear witness. So they remain in the barzakh, created, with that experience of bearing witness that Allah is their Lord, until the time comes for them to come into this world, when the angel will take the appropriate spirit and put it into the fetus. And the way in which it's put in, it's referred to as being blown into the fetus. So this is the action of the angel for all human beings. Angel or angels responsible for this process do this all over the world for all human beings. Now, the blowing of the spirit in the case of Adam was special. It was the first. So in order to give it special status, because Adam was also representative of the whole of humankind, and the angels were made to bow before him. Satan was supposed to have done so also, but he refused. So in order to give that creation special status, Allah refers to it as His spirit, the spirit which is blown, which He created. And Even the blowing he referred to as his blowing, that he blew into Adam for his spirit. Allah doing that in the case of...
Islamic Online University prevents you with the golden opportunity to study the various branches of Islamic studies from the comforts of your home. Now, you get to study at your own time schedule and at a pace that suits you best. IOU is the brainchild of Dr. Bilal Phillips, who envisioned an institution that would offer undergraduate and postgraduate courses online and completely tuition-free.
Choose from the widest range of programs that you can ever imagine. Bachelor's in Islamic Studies. Intensive Arabic Program. Global Quran Memorization Program. Bridge to Master's in Islamic Studies. Bachelor's, Certificate, and Diploma in Psychology, Education, Islamic Finance, Business Administration, and Information Technology. And the Crown. Master's in Islamic Studies.
Our syllabus is based on the bachelor's degree program of Madina University, Om Durman Islamic University, Al-Azhar University, and other reputable Islamic institutions. Your journey to acquire Islamic knowledge is just a click away. Islamic Online University. Changing the nation through education. Register now and get started. Visit www.iou.edu.gm for more details.